Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Luis Polonia. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Javier. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The DH, Carney Lansford. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Terry Steinbach. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rich Borde. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Terry Francona. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Rodriguez. And now, play ball. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Canseco moves to third. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Franco hits a pop-up towards third. Steinbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Polonia. Francona reaches second base with a double. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Steinbach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Steinbach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gallego bunts towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Steinbach moves to second. Two outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hall strikes out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Steinbach fields it and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to second. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and has Hall trapped. There's the throw to Gallego, who tags Hall for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Jacoby. The throw from Hassie and he is out, Weiss applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Polonia is 0 for 1 in the game. Polonia bunts towards the mound. Rodriguez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Polonia. The throw from Bando and he is out, Washington applying the tag. One out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Javier for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Rodriguez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Washington strikes out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hassie fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a pop-up into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Hassie is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hassie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hassie is hit by the pitch. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a pop-up into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle strikes out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive towards first. McGuire catches it and steps on first to double up Carter. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 0 for 0 in the game. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Weiss batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Polonia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a pop-up into left field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into left field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Canseco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hasse is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hasse is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hasse hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Javier. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Javier steals second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Javier scores. McGuire moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Franco bunts towards the mound. Bordy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Terry Francona batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Francona heats a dribbler in front of the plate. Hasse interferes with Francona, who is awarded first base. Franco moves to second. Gene Nelson now pitching. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Franco scores. Francona moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Francona scores. Carter moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter scores. Hall moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a pop-up into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gallego is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallego hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Gallego reaches second base with a double. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Polonia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gallego moves to third. 2 outs. Stan Javier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Javier takes first base on ball 4. John Perlman now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Canseco hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Francona batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Upshaw now playing first base. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hassey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hassey hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Doug Jones now pitching. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McGuire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hassie moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Hassie moves to third. Two outs. Don Baylor pinch hits for Mike Gallego. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Baylor takes first base on ball four. Steinbach moves to second. Glenn Hubbard pinch runs for Don Baylor. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Weiss is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard now playing second base. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carter strikes out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Canseco. Kittle reaches second base with a double. Jay Bell pinch runs for Ron Kittle. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Canseco throws the ball into Weiss, who tags Snyder trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bell scores. It's 4-1, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Polonia is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Polonia hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Javier hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Snyder, who is chasing the ball. Javier reaches third base with a triple. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Canseco is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Canseco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Javier scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Ron Hassie is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Canseco moves to second. Ron Hassie is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hassie is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Hassie strikes out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McGuire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGuire hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.